Drew, great to have you on. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, Sammy. How you going?
The 8 o'clock presser, the airport presser, it was a favourite of Clarko's back in the day. But you trekked out there, which was great. What happened out there? What did you make of it?
Yeah, so we weren't aware that Todd Viney was going to speak first, but North Melbourne set it up so he could give us an update on exactly what they've done with Taren. So you mentioned there that they hasn't met the standards required of that training program or the various programs he's going through at the moment. So he's effectively stood down again. And I've sort of made the point to Todd, you know, it's the timing of this decision. You know, you can understand why we're asking the questions about, well, does it relate to the new allegations? But he was pretty adamant that they were separate issues and then didn't want to talk about the new allegations just because of the fact that it's with the integrity unit of the AFL at the moment. So it sounds like the complainant came forward to both the club and the AFL recently, and now that's been made public to an extent. So Thomas, away from the club, he's got to train on his own, and that is, there's no timeline on that. So yeah, we don't know when Charles can be back at the club. And Viney said, you know, his future is clouded. You either behave yourself into the system or out of it.
Now, clearly the strategy for North Melbourne was to shield Alistair from as much of this stuff as possible and to talk about football. But thankfully, you were willing to ask Alistair a couple of questions. Let's have a listen to some of what the North Melbourne coach had to say in regards to Taren Thomas at the airport earlier today.
It's in pretty good hands in terms of Todd at our club, and it's in pretty good hands with Adrian Integrity. So there's some things you've just got to bow to the higher levels of influence, and this is one of them. And even from within our footy club, we're still providing tremendous support to Taren, but there's a process we need to go through, both in terms of actual integrity, but also within our footy club, and we respect that. We've spoken to the players about just doing what you can control, and what they can control is their on-field performance and their own preparations for that. And they want him to be playing because he's a very, very talented player, and it seems a big part of the future of the football club, but we just need to address these issues, and they respect that. Everyone's got something going on in their life at some point in time. And when it becomes public, it's very, very difficult to manage, and this is public with Taren, but every one of our players, every person in the footy club's got something going on in their lives that becomes a challenge from time to time. We need to respect that and have empathy for it and try to help them as much as we possibly can.
Lots of players, thousands of people around the country would love an opportunity to be on AFL list. How many chances does Taren get to do the right thing for him or someone else?
Listen, let's just talk about Fremantle, mate. He's answered 10 questions, I've answered 6. You know, we've got a game of footy to play, and 23 players are trying to do that as best they can. And we can't deal with any of that until we know all the detail of it. And Todd's outlined that pretty clearly to you guys. And so all we can do is what we can control, and just go and play a game of football against Fremantle this week.
So that was Alistair Clarkson at the airport earlier on. Drew, you were there. So the language, the body language, the things coming out of North Melbourne, are you of a mind to think they're supporting him for the foreseeable future? Or how thin is the ice that Taren Thomas might be on at the moment?
Oh, well, it's certainly thin, and you know that, Sam. You've reported this story really closely. And the body language from Todd Viney, I thought, towards the Taren situation was on the more, let me say, sort of negative side. But he wasn't trying to hold back the point that Taren needs to improve his work with the education program, and I guess, you know, he's got still a fair bit of work to do to get himself back to the club and back in their good books. And Alistair was probably almost unwilling to really give an opinion on the situation, which I found surprising because, you know, he obviously has been dealing with Taren directly and personally since he has come to the club. So that's why I pressed, I think I asked 3 or maybe even 4 questions to Clarko about it, just because he's been in the game so long and he deals with these players, you know, one-on-one. And this is not his first rodeo. So it would have been good to get his thoughts and views properly on the situation, but he wasn't willing to do that. But yeah, it's a delicate situation at North Melbourne at the moment with Taren Thomas, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely is. Hey, Drew, really appreciate you jumping on, mate. You're always generous with your time and willing to come on, which we really appreciate. We better let you go because I know you've got another press conference to get to. That being Brad Scott's in about 10 minutes. He's speaking this morning as well. Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
On you, Sammy.